There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Oh, what a huge week. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones.
Hello, hello.
So I want to start out today's podcast a little bit different. I'm just going to go round robin. I'm going to start with Ryan this time.
Oh, boy.
And I just want you to give me your top moment from last night's episode where we got down to the final four.
For me, I think it was Becca, short-haired Becca, as you like to call her, ugly cry. For me, that was the moment that I thought was going to turn the episode because I thought it was going to send Tia home for being a little tattletale. Mm. Unfortunately, as he has done every so often, he sort of zigged when he probably should have zagged. So I'm going to go with the ugly cry because I really thought that was going to be her getting the hometowns and then eventually the fantasy.
It's kind of a defining moment.
Absolutely.
For you.
But then it wasn't. So
Katie,
fail by me.
How about you? What's your big defining moment from last night?
The one-on-one with Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
We still had the repeating. He would say something and she would just repeat it. And it was the same thing happening the entire date. He didn't know that if it was going to go anywhere. And then by the end, he was like, oh, I'm so in love with her. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was just, it was a weird moment.
That's a really good one because all he kept saying, whether it was about CN or for Becca, how, well, I can't, we have different things or this isn't going to work or, you know, I'm just not feeling this. But I don't get Lauren because they talked about nothing.
Well, they talked about a little bit more than they did on that silent Paris date.
Bar's
barely,
very low.
Though.
I'm with you on the defining moment, except I'm going to take it just a little bit further, and it kind of sums up for me Ari in a little bubble, which is he gets up and takes a walk in the woods in the middle of a big, huge emotional reveal with Lauren B.
Mm-hmm.
And comes to his senses and all of a sudden is, what was his exact quote? I'm falling in love with you. I just thought you needed to get up and walk around. Like that is straight up Ari in a nutshell.
Well, not only that, but he was pushing the entire date that she doesn't open up. And then as soon as she opened up, he literally got up and walked away. So that's really not good for her confidence level.
I was hoping Justin Timberlake would come out of the woods and pick up where he left off on the Super Bowl.
He did that all night long where he kept talking about, exactly, not just with Lauren, but, you know, I want you to be vulnerable. And I really need, you could have used this for every date, was, you know, I really need to know more about enter name before I really know what I want to do. And each time, whether it's CN or Lauren or Becca, you know, Becca was very much, I can't believe people think, this whole, like, I'm not ready. I'm here. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't ready. And it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, go home. With Lauren, she finally says something of merit, dead silence. Yeah, I'll be right back. And then CN, it's, oh, yeah, I'm just not feeling like we are, you know, I am with.
Translation,
like the other girls.
You're too smart for me.
Well, we knew that for
everything.
A long time.
Yeah. I think he just doesn't really know what he wants or who he wants at this point. And it's just, he's just throwing out all these weird emotions because he just doesn't know what to do.
Well, let's regroup. We were starting out the episode with 7 women. We ended up with the final 4, which are Becca, Kay, Kendall. So, you know, as we knew, Crystal was out of the mix, so a little bit of a different dynamic, although Tia may have picked up where Crystal left off in terms of being a little bit of the bad girl, and Lauren B. So we had, 3 one-on-ones and then a 3-on-1, yeah. And some people, one person decided to quit of their own volition, Jacqueline. I choose PhD over race car driver. Can't say that I blame her.
Well, it was another weird moment, though, because we talked about this last week. You don't have to choose one or the other. Now, I got more what she was saying about what if I end up at Scottsdale and we're married and how did I get here? Okay.
I thought that was so funny.
You know, first of all, I think
isn't that life?
Yeah, we can figure out how you got there, you know,
The
Bachelor.
Every person everywhere who lives in suburbia 20 years later, how did I get here? I mean, she's actually onto something.
But this idea that, and both of them would say some version of it, but that they can't coexist doing what they both want to do. She can still do her schooling. He can do his driving or traveling or whatever. I mean, at this point, when you're in the final 7 and you still have these conversations of, well, I think we could have a conversation about moving. Well, yeah. I mean, does anyone really think you're going to live on 2 sides of the country if you end up engaged?
I think she was smart. She wanted a trip to Italy. She got a trip to Italy to tell him, I don't want to be with you. We go to Tuscany. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that there was a lot of bad Italian.
Which actually food. Made me feel much better because that would be me traveling around Italy trying to find. And he spoke certainly more than I did, but I would be flipping through a book saying, okay, how do I say this on my pasta?
To Google Translate. Speak right into my phone, per favore. Alrighty.
Perfect.
What is the...
Per favore. What dish is that?
All right, we start out with our first one-on-one with Lauren B., who gets the second one-on-one that she's had with Ari. And it's clear that the two of them have a huge connection.
Yeah, Lauren or Becca?
Becca was first, but they both had one-on-ones.
Yes. Yeah, Becca had, I'm sorry, thank you. Becca had her second one-on-one that she's had with Ari because she had the one-on-one that ended up in the Christian Louboutins from day 1.
Which is high expectations after that.
Right.
I thought they had a great connection, and it was, because I know Ari at the beginning of it was, you know, they haven't had that one-on-one time since the beginning, so he didn't know if, you know, those feelings were still there because he's had so many other dates. But I thought it went well, and the conversation was, I mean, as good as it can be.
Well, they got in a few salami jokes. They got to buy a salami.
And there was no, like, those awkward silences or uncomfortable body language. I thought it went very smooth.
And they look age appropriate together. I know we keep coming back to Becca M and her age and whatnot, but there were a couple times during the night where I saw Ari consoling Becca M, and it really looked like a parent consoling a kid who had just gotten told that she was dumped by her prom date.
There are a lot of father-daughter memes out there.
Yes. Yeah, they're all over the place.
The thing with Becca K is everything he would say would be, this is so great, or this is a good day, or this is going so well. And then he'd have to add a qualifier in about, but is it enough? Are we stuck? is this not? And I don't know if it's because he went through this before and he's trying to add a narration that maybe isn't necessary, if that makes sense. You know, like add an extra layer. Mm-hmm. Because if everything seems like it's going well and you're getting along well, everything's going well, well, there's no reason to introduce, well, should it be better? Or are we stuck? I didn't understand that.
But don't we all do that? Where we're kind of like, this is too good. When is the other shoe going to drop? When is she going to tell me that, you know, she's a little bit crazy?
And I feel like this is part of what he's supposed to say in this journey.
Yeah.
Through this process.
And I think we might be seeing that. I think we're seeing him playing the role of the Bachelor probably more than he needs to. I think that's a good avenue that you went down there, because there's nothing wrong with it. Like every time they do something together, whether it's a group date or they're two now one-on-ones, everything's been great. And he still feels the need to qualify it.
Well, we have to rock the boat now that Crystal's gone. There has to be some drama, you know.
Yeah, if he was so sure that he wanted Becca K, and then that's
the
no fun if he's like,
over.
Oh, done.
Yep.
Right. And we
want her.
And we definitely see that every time where they go through this, even down to the last two, and whether it's, you know, telling two that I love them or even that you're falling in love with them, whatever.
Yeah.
There's always, and then at the end it's, or whether it's Rachel and, well, I probably preferred the other one, but whatever it is. And then at the end say, oh no, this is the only person from the beginning. You clearly can't say that, even if it is true. You can't say, so I get that. But you can still just say, oh, this is great. Everything's going great. Becca's awesome.
Was the other shoe dropping, perhaps, when she said that he would be the first guy she's brought home to her family? Or was that a non-issue for him? Because some people think, uh-oh, this is the first time her parents are going to be confronting a potential, you know.
I think
son-in-law
at first
future.
He was like, he's kind of wowed by it. Like, oh, like, what about your ex or whatever? And she went into that. But I think after he talked it through, he didn't really have a problem. Like, I didn't think that it was a big enough issue to make an issue of it.
He strikes me as the type of guy who nothing will ever be a big issue to make a big issue about. Like, I don't think, like, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that really loses it.
I'd like to see him angry.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that would not get angry if you charged $200, but if you can't find a matching pair of friggin' socks, look out. Like, I feel like he would get mad at weird things, you know?
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's how Ben Higgins is, too.
He
never gets mad either. Like to see him mad, too.
But he'll get mad at something really strange.
Yeah.
But this whole thing about not meeting the family is weird, because she even said, oh, no, they just all met him everywhere. It was just never a, here's my boyfriend. And so I think that probably helped. I think if it were, oh, they've never met someone I've dated, which is weird in itself. But we've seen that. If you date someone and then for a long time and don't meet their family, that's weird. I'm sorry.
It was 7 years,
unless
right?
You've seen The Big Sick, and then you have a family who's like, okay, this is not going to happen because my family just doesn't even want to think about welcoming you in.
Right, and that's obviously, that's a whole nother season.
Right,
we can
get
into that. But under normal circumstances, even in the world of The Bachelor, if you date someone for 7 years, let's say, or however, multiple years for that matter, any year, anything that includes years in it, it would be pretty weird if they hadn't met the family. It was just never a, here we go, we're meeting the parents. It was just, oh, they're there. Cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a
okay.
big,
You're,
big
I'm meeting,
to do.
I'm meeting the mother now, I'm meeting the sister now, I'm meeting the brother. It's sort of more spread out. This is the first time it'll be da-da-da-da.
Well, but eventually, you know, it's a non-issue because she gets the rose. And we move on to, meanwhile, somewhere else under the Tuscan sun, Jacqueline is, we've kind of touched on it, but she's kind of spiraling in her own right.
She's having a breakdown,
call
it what it is.
She's a full-on breakdown.
She's having a full-on moment.
But at least she was honest. She said that she there wasn't enough there to justify the feeling, so.
But there was enough there to justify a ticket to Italy. Okay?
Yeah. Well, then she was talking about all these doubts, and then in the middle, they started making out.
Yes.
Like, so, was, do you have doubts? Or
and
you,
I will say, this probably should have been my defining moment. She sits down and says, I need a sip of your wine, and just picks up his glass
yeah,
and starts
that was
drinking
pretty
the
good.
Wine. Says, you know what? Good for you, Jacqueline. I don't care if you, you know, just milk this to get the trip at, you know, trip to Italy so you could just turn around and go home. That was a baller move.
Yeah. Is she going to show up somewhere else in Bachelor Universe?
Probably.
Yeah. We're not done with Jacqueline.
She's going to be one of those people that shows up to Paradise and everyone says, who's that?
Right.
And you're going to need somebody, whether it's, what's her name that left last week?
Crystal
or somebody that says, oh, that's Jacqueline. She's my best friend.
And then hugs. I'm like, oh, God, I miss
no,
you.
No, get away from me.
Yeah. We just wrote one whole plot line of Paradise.
We are available for hire, folks.
There you go.
But Jacqueline, we kind of touched on it before, but she comes to the epic conclusion that, you know, this is not for me. You're not for me. I need to be working on myself and my studies and my future. And she recuses herself.
Although, how about Ari saying, well, if you change your mind, come back to me?
Yes.
Yes. That was...
Was that for real or was that just him being nice? He's a nice guy. That's...
I don't really know if he knew what to say.
Right. It was a weird...
I think we're finding a trend with yeah. Mr. Ari here as it gets down to the nitty gritty. He doesn't really know what to say.
Because he did say, he was like, I don't want this to be over. And then they got upset and then they made out and then they got upset again. And then...
They made out a little more.
Yeah, they made out a little bit more and then she left.
Shouldn't he be saying, phew, one last decision I have to make. Okay.
And that's why... So this leads us into the whole Becca not taking this seriously, Becca M. And so... Jacqueline goes home, and you have these girls breaking down, crying. And I understand we've been through this before. They get to be close. They get to be friends, and that's fine. But at the end, only one of you will be getting the final rose.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Becca was just being rational. Oh, well, that's one less person for me. I didn't see the big deal here.
Yeah, people like to pigpile. This was a pigpile on Becca episode, specifically with Tia, who she last week she went up a notch. This week she went down a notch. You know, I wasn't feeling her little strategy that she had going on.
Yeah, and she tried to justify it too by saying, I just want to be like a big sister to you. That just made it worse.
Yeah. And
honestly,
she really only said that because I think she sat down and she figured,
back against
oh,
the
crap.
Wall. Yeah.
He's going to tell her that because, oh, well, I've heard some things. Well, who else would he have heard it from?
Yeah.
So she tried to get ahead of it by going the, well, I'm looking out for his heart and I'm looking out for you, as if she's some elder statesman who's trying to hand down wise advice from the mountaintop.
Well, excuse me, she did have Raven as her also, you know, co-elder statesman. She has been through this before, even if it's just on a osmosis type level.
Mm-hmm.
She knows. Tia knows what she's talking about. Don't y'all think?
Yeah, and we're definitely going to see Raven on the hometown.
Oh, no doubt.
Sure.
I have a feeling there's going to be
which
a
Ryan's
little...
probably happy about.
Yes. Especially get some Tia and Raven time together. Hopefully Raven doesn't bring around the Adam dude and we're good to go. But, I mean, Tia's 26.
So?
She's trying to tell a 22-year-old or 23 now, whatever, how you're totally not ready, but at 26...
Yeah, who are you? You're 4 years older physically, but mentally,
maybe four.
Who knows?
Yeah,
you know, who the
it was
who are
so
you?
So weird. It was just
that was a weird situation.
And we've seen the tattletale thing in years past, and it's never worked. So this is kind of a bummer. Even though I like Tia, I didn't like that move. I was really hoping that he'd see through that and say,
"We don't know if it's going to backfire later. It could.
It could, absolutely. But usually, as soon as it." That's like a final straw that people try to, they feel like they need to sort of start clawing their way out. And that's
right,
when they,
last resort.
They talk trash and then they get sent home anyways. So I was kind of hoping she'd get sent home anyways.
You were hoping Tia would get sent home.
Just because I didn't like that. I don't like when you go and try to trash talk one of the other people.
But
as
you've been such team Tia
oh,
this
absolutely.
Whole time.
And
it wasn't.
I wouldn't kick her out of my bed, but.
wasn't. It wasn't that necessary. Like, it's not like it was a Crystal situation.
Right.
And,
that's true.
Like, Crystal is actually a terrible person to other people. To the other girls. It's not like Becca was in that same situation and Tia was like, listen, this is, you need to know this about Becca. It was just, it was honestly really just an age thing. And
do
that
we need
she
to
didn't
have
think.
This fight again about Crystal not being a terrible
no,
person?
We don't, because she, you don't need to lose this battle 2 weeks in a row.
She was cast as the villain and edited around to look like a horrible person. I don't think she's truly a horrible person.
That makes
but
one
that's
of us.
Not what we saw. So
okay, fine. Cian, it just wasn't her time to find her man. And
yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't fall asleep while Ari was trying to explain to her why it just isn't meant to be. I mean, I fell asleep listening to it. Just
yeah, it was that whole thing wasn't necessary.
Yeah,
but I thought that their date was cool because
yeah,
and he even mentioned this that it was definitely more of a family environment. She's being quizzed by these strangers out at the table while he's making some pizza dough and a heart. And
heart-shaped pizza.
And I thought, you know, they went looking for truffles. Like, everything, I don't know, I thought everything sort of went well.
I would like
not to go back to that, the well word, but
propose a conspiracy theory. I think that date in particular would underscore and serve as evidence that they did not go to Italy. It's a set. And they were actually at an Olive Garden while they were filming that. And Italy agreed to front some of the money, tourism, all that. But they don't actually ever leave.
The whole time is just set in an Olive Garden.
Along with the moon landing, all of it, it was just, and the earth is flat. It was just all fake.
I mean,
that's what happens when you're not up to date on your passports with these poor girls. Like, it just happens.
Not listening to the requirements on that.
Right?
Yeah. It was just so super weird because you had another example of, well, let's have a serious conversation. Do you feel like we've done enough? Oh, I do. And I'm open to talking about moving and where we'd live. And okay, yeah, I need you to leave.
And here, I'm not letting you have the rose. Bye.
Yeah.
And it was kind of telling when he was in there making the pizza and one of the guys was like, oh, do you love her? Like, and he's like, oh, no.
Okay,
like,
you could take a second, dude. You don't need to, like, jump right in.
Yeah, he,
that.
Like, cut him off and was like, no. But he's like, well, maybe eventually. And then he was like,
you
all
know
right,
what
bye.
Would have been a really badass move is if he had baked the rose into the crust of the pizza. And then she doesn't find it, and you say, you didn't find the pizza with the rose in it. I'm sorry, you have to go home.
That's so gross.
No?
No, not even a little. Nope.
I'm trying to take the Bachelor up a notch.
No,
I mean,
not when, don't mess with pizza.
Okay.
Especially in Italy.
Yeah, that's some good pizza. The key
not
to good,
if you start throwing
so
roses in it.
The key to good pizza is 00 flour. That's
so good. I'm hungry.
Stop it. But we had a 3-on-1 date, which if Ari had a hard time on a 2-in-1 date.
We almost had a 4-on-1.
Yeah, but a 3-on-1 date, talk about
dream last night.
Throwing a, what was that?
What?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Exactly.
Okay. Who was in it?
These same girls. It went very differently.
I'm sure it
did.
I'm sure it did. But our 3-in-1 date, this was kind of an unexpected move. He gave the one rose out during the day, which further amplified the drama so that it was a 2-on-1 evening situation, but starts out as 3-on-1 and hands the date rose, one of them, to Kendall.
Yeah, which was good for Kendall and good for the drama, but yeah. It was also kind of awkward. It's like, oh, here's the rose, and then she just left for the rest of the day. Yeah. It was like a half day.
Basically, there was a group date that there was a winner, and then the losers then entered into a 2-on-1, and it was almost like the
sudden
Bachelor.
Death.
Yeah, the Bachelor version of the Hunger Games. It was very weird.
Yeah, no, unusual. And I was reading somewhere that's... I guess the word unusual twist for that to happen in this situation, to hand out the rose that early, which tells me he's just afraid of confrontation. You have three women coming at you, and you have to eliminate, you know, one. And I think he has a hard time dealing. He'd rather be fueling his adrenaline going round and round in circles as a race car driver, because that's easy, non-confrontational, but highly dangerous and fun.
That's true.
Well, yeah. He clearly went in plenty of circles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you take Tia to the side, she does the whole Becca's not ready, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm so glad we had this talk. And then Becca has her own breakdown, and he consoles her.
Because she feels misunderstood.
Because she feels misunderstood, which she repeated four times. I will say that. She really wanted to make sure that got on camera.
Yeah.
And then you had the consoling, and I guess we have different views on whether it was Papa, you know,
Was very paternal.
Maybe it was the Cosby sweater he was wearing or what, but
I really do wish that she got a hometown, though, so we could meet the mom that reported her missing.
I know. Yes.
Because she would have been like, oh, you're back.
She
would have been so confused, and that would have been great TV.
You're alive.
So I hope we get to meet her mom.
And you have a camera crew with you.
Is this from the pot farm?
Basically, in Humboldt County, every area that's able to be farmed.
Dude, your backyard is a pot farm.
It's a pot farm. So, and I love the fact that she was a nanny and also perhaps a part-time pot farmer, although she said, no, just a nanny. I'm a good girl nanny.
I was staying with my friend who happened to own a pot farm.
Right.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
That doesn't mean that you were partaking.
I also liked how she pointed out that she was getting gray hairs because, like, as if to prove that she was getting older.
Right.
She was like, no, look, I have gray hair.
I'm totally mature. I have all the, she called them white hairs.
Yeah, that's true. And he was like, oh, you're such an old lady.
After the show aired, she was on Jimmy Kimmel. And, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's like the uber Bachelor fan. Mm-hmm. And she revealed that when she went on the show, she was initially hoping that it would be Peter from Rachel's season.
The whole world thought it was.
She wasn't 100% invested in Ari to begin with. So
she just went with it.
I'm happy that she got to go to Italy and have a great time. And I'm also happy that, you know, you don't want to end up in a final with a guy that you weren't even setting out to meet.
Yeah, and it sounded like she was, towards the end, was kind of almost begging him to keep her, though. It was like, you have to have faith in my age and have faith in me. And he just was not making any eye contact.
Have faith in us.
The 14-year-old age difference was blown up into a bigger deal than I think, Ryan, you're right, that it needed to be. But without Crazy Crystal, we don't have anything to focus on dramatically. So, you know, what else are we doing? Now that Becca is gone and, you know, now we're left with the final four, Tia is emerging as someone who, unless she redeems herself next week, this whole thing could backfire and blow up in her face, because I don't think Ari's the kind of guy who is down with that if he finds out she was manipulating.
Well, I mean, it's not like she hid it. It was pretty clear what she was doing, and he still kept her around.
Eh.
So, I mean, that I think just shows you how done he was with the Becca situation.
Right.
More than anything else. The fact that, A, Kendall got the first rose, and he's okay with taxidermy. And then
I can't wait for that hometown.
B, you keep Tia, who just did the whole, you know, behind her back stuff, which I agree. I would think he's not somebody that would be down with that, but here we are.
If he ended up with Becca, every single argument or fight that they would get into would lead back to her age. So I'm glad that it didn't work out. Like, because he was just so uncertain about that whole thing, that it would just go back to that every single fight.
Yeah. If it's a thing, argument, it's going to be a thing.
And right.
If it's
a
if
there's no
thing.
Just like getting
yeah, if it was
over
never
it or seeing past it, it's always going to be in the back of his mind.
When it came out, you know, when he was sort of like, so when I partied when I was in my 20s, 22, 23, 25,
do you go out?
Yeah. If he didn't have that sort of reaction, then I would say it doesn't matter to him.
Right.
Because it's that first reaction that you're always going to go back to. And when he covers his mouth, you're so young.
Yeah.
That pretty much sealed her fate. I just, like I said before, I thought she'd make it to the final three.
I'm surprised there wasn't that much of a goodbye between them. Yeah. Like, she was always such a front runner, and they always had this really
she was trying to hold
solid
it together
connection, but it was just like, okay, bye.
Yeah, she was pissed.
Oh, no, she was.
She let it go.
Yeah, I'm hoping in the Women Tell All that she really lets loose, because I have a feeling it's going to be more of the stuff that Jimmy Kimmel focused on, when you were missing and you're on a putt farm, and but you're a nanny and you're 22 or 23, and what's a? I'm hoping it's more let them have it, like it's all good, and then now you're too young, and you kept her around for an extra 3 weeks, like.
You're the one who said, why wouldn't he? And why wouldn't he?
Well, like I said, I thought he, but if you don't get to the fantasy suites, what's the point?
next week, they go to the hometowns of the final four, and it looks like there's some parental.
A lot of it, by the way.
Consternation, I guess.
A lot of very unhappy parents, like fathers who already have like the shotgun ready. And. You know, if he hurts my daughter, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, all the flashes to the taxidermy, too.
I know. And because they have to find
something. And the creepy music. And I'm excited for that one.
Well, okay. So that's what's coming. Now, Bachelor, the Winter Games fires up. And that's going to be on twice a week for the duration of the Olympics. And so I think what we're going to do here is we're going to watch it this week and then regroup next time after the Bachelor airs, regular Bachelor airs, so that we can talk about what happened on Winter Games and recap what happened on the hometowns.
There might not be anything worth recapping. So instead of waiting and... You know, this is the stuff we want to talk about.
This is the good stuff.
We'll see. I mean, half of these people we don't know and don't really care what happens
to them.
Yeah,
we have no emotional feeling for them. They're 14 of them are international, and I believe the rest are ones that
we just
want
to know what happens to Ben and Ashley and Kenny
and those
type of people.
There's only four episodes of it.
Yeah.
So it's to this week and to next week, so... You're probably not even going to get to know the international people.
You miss it.
Exactly.
Right.
This way we can just jump right to the important ones. The Americans.
Thank you.
Just like in the Olympics.
USA.
The only ones that matter.
I was just going to do that.
The only medals that matter in the Olympics are the Americans. Let's be serious.
That's right. So,
apologies to our international listeners.
No, I'm not going to apologize. Come on. All right. So, I mean, anything else? Did we miss anything? Was there anything burning questions or things? Topics that you wanted to talk about before we say sayonara until next week?
Not really. We didn't really touch on Lauren's date, but there wasn't really anything to touch upon. So I think we're done.
Other than him going all man in the woods on us.
Yeah.
Ryan, did
there
you
was
have
really
anything
nothing.
Else that you
no, I think
felt
we,
was...
I thought we touched on everything. I mean, we can, I guess we can talk about who was left on our fantasy teams.
Ryan.
And I'm glad we decided not to keep track of that anymore.
Is this the first that someone was shut out before the final four?
I think so.
I feel like it would happen to me one other time, so I think that's just my thing.
Okay. Well, it's the year of the woman. It's Christine versus Katie.
At least I get
true.
The first pick.
Two versus two.
I get the first pick in Bachelorette. So
that's right.
There's that. I was tanking, that's all.
We'd love to get your input. We always like hearing from you. You can find us across all social media at Bachelor Podcast. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Ryan answers all personal questions. You can ask him anything.
That's
and
true.
He is an open book.
Yeah, Bachelor Podcast, AMA. go and fire away.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.